והגבויים מחזירים תמיד בכל יום. ונפרעים ממנו לדייטה ושלויים לדייטה. ויש להם ממש שישמחו. והדין דין אמס. והכל עסוק נסודה. That's all we have left. That's just this part. So we have... we have a list of statements here. Four or five. They're all talking about Queenish. Okay? הגויים מחזירים תמיד בכל יום ונפרעים והגויים מחזירים תמיד בכל יום, which is the first half of a dual statement. והגויים מחזירים בכל יום, so we have this idea of the גויים that we have to discuss, but that goes together with the נפרעים ממנו לדייטה שלויים לדייטה, right? That's a continuation of the same statement. So there's two parts to that. Okay? That's, we'll call it one or two as you wish. ויש להם אמר יסמכו, that's another. By Dindin MS, so that's the third, fourth, right? That all of those are talking about Einish. That's the way it would seem. Right? And then Vakol Mesukan Masuda. Anyway, you turn that. That's Char. Right?
Purified Hazen.
What?
Yeah, purified.
So the question, the overall question for this last part of the Mishnah. Is how does it read together, right? Where do we go from these four statements that we have here describing the din that's a resultant of the first part of the Mishnah, and what's the grand finale of the whole Mishnah is? So where does it all add up to? Where do you end up at the end? We end up at the end, the final, the grand finale of the Mishnah is a Kol Mesukan Masuda. It seems to be a little disjointed. We don't hear the path so clear. So first, let's try to take maybe like one statement at a time, and we'll see. We'll see what we got. Let's see how much we can understand. So, we're talking about the Chenvedi, right? There's this fellow, the Chenvedi, and he's got Gaboyim, because there's loans that need to be paid back. There's the Chenvedi you can take, and it's written down, but there's a collection agency. And what we know about them is that they're Machzirim. Tamid b'chol yom. It's a constant process. What's the importance of that? What exactly is the idea that's being given to us here? If you're coming to tell us that payday will come, you know, the day of reckoning will come, so we would give an opposite type of an expression. We would have said that you take out the loan, and that goes on, on and on and on and on and on, on until you get to the end, and then it's payday. Then you got to pay up. Right? We would see it as a constant process of being in debt, and then the final bang, the time of payment, is the last day. And here the Mishnah gives us a opposite description. Right? You would think that that's the resultant of the beginning of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is coming to tell you no, it's not the way it works. Another way it works, it's a constant payment process. You pay b'tashlumin. Right? This is the makor for paying b'tashlumin. It's a constant payment process. What's the significance of that?
How do we see it's a constant payment?
V'agaboyim machzirim tomid b'chol yom.
Todim,
no? Tomid, todim, they're different. Yes, yes. Yeah. Same general idea. We get the same basic idea, right? This is not even thought of the whole year. So one way to avoid the problem, but it wouldn't have give us much understanding in the Mishnah, is that it seems that every day somebody dies. Almost every day you see in the paper that this one died, the other one died. You say that the Mechzirim B'chol Yom means to some other person in the world. But for each individual, you go through constant loan process, and then the last day, they zap it to you, and that's it, they're dead. No. No. That doesn't work. It's clear.
My loan is being blasted.
That just doesn't go. Yeah. The Mishnah tells us here, how you say it, the Logan Hovois, Pirush, and others from the time of the Rishayim, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan. It was based on the Rishayim, but. He was the one who emphasizes this clearly, this idea. The idea that's mentioned in Chazal and other places, that the Rebbein Yishon pays up for those that he's out to look out for their interests. He pays up in Tashlumim. He gives little pieces, comes and collects a little bit at a time. Only the person that was the nation, the person that was deteriorated to the level of being considered Sveini Hashem, somebody that the Rebbein Shalom has disconnected himself from. He hates them. Ahav is connection, seen as disconnection. They have separated themselves completely from any mahalach of Tikkun, any mahalach of Tachlis Oilam. So there the Rebbein Shalom, this is by Goyim only, mainly. The Rebbein Shalom waits actually as malasa for them. The Rebbein waits until the full midah is filled, and until then he doesn't give them anything. And then when it's totally filled, they've lost all of their schusim, all of their reason to exist has ceased. Then he totally destroys them.
But they don't have yeshari.
What?
They don't have yeshari.
Right. That's a classical example of that is Stoyim. Stoyim, the Pshuta Shalmikra of Stoyim could be the Ramadroshim, that's Mashma Andish, but the whole life in the Rav Pashas of Stoyim was a place of total plenty, of total yesh. The Chesed, tremendous Hashpah, Kikan Hashem, right, that's why it went there. It was a good place. It was like the tank. It was the best. It had everything. It had everything. Even more. And things were really good. Yeah, really good. And then all of a sudden, one day, one morning, just total annihilation completely, down to the bedrock. Right? That was the classical example. It was made to give a picture of what it looks of Mili Hasod. Stoyim is a particular example of how things were tremendously good and then total destruction. For Klai Yisrael, and this Mishnah is geared for Klai Yisrael. So the Mishnah is telling us step one of the din process is that you should know that the Rebbein Shalom has Gaboyim, and that the Gaboyim are in constant process. If the Rebbein Shalom would be done ha'odom without Gaboyim, what do you need Gaboyim for? What do you need Shlichim for? If it would be Chas V'Shalom, the Rebbein Shalom would down a person directly. It would be Ma'anish a person directly. So, the only emotion that we have from that is Makas B'Chayos. There's total annihilation to whatever the din is relative to. Ani V'lo Yimalach, Ani V'lo Yisor. Anybody that din is directed to, he doesn't die. He metapes. He sees this. He's not. Whenever there's a direct, full-fledged expression of the Rebbein Shalom's din, there's And they weren't killed. They ceased to exist.
What do you mean? Martin Bafal, they did more than the dice? They vanished?
No, I don't know whether the bodies remained. I mean, it says that they buried them, so I guess they remained. Yeah. But their death wasn't a death of a process of killing somebody. It's that their line, their koyach of life was ceased to exist. Or maybe they died. Or maybe they're dead. They didn't go through any death process. They were talking, and then they were dead. There was not even instantaneous death process. They were just not. They were, and then they weren't. It was at exactly at Chatzos. It didn't have any time value. Just that as soon as the Rebbeinu Shalom applies his direct midas hadin and niveloi molach, right, as whoever that's directed to isn't finished, doesn't gemar. There's nothing what to talk about. It's over. It doesn't take time. There's no process in it. There's no mahalach. It's just total finished. Right? That's it.
Getting help that the Rebbeinu
Shalom. Yeah, but right now we're talking about din. Right now we're talking about how the Rebbeinu Shalom pays up the chayvus. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to anything. You don't use those words on the Rebbeinu Shalom. He doesn't have to anything.
I mean, he does it.
But the proper process, the way that the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world, the way he set it up was that in order to water things down a bit, in order to give room for maneuver, in order to lower the level of conflict between the person and whoever he's coming in contact with, but the Rebbeinu Shalom does it secondhand, not firsthand. Yes, while as in Makos Bechoris it was Dafka Ani Velo Shliach, here it's Dafka Shliach Velo Ani. You know, it's Gizboyim, Yah Shlichim. Who are these Shlichim? Harbor Shlichim Lamokim. There's all kinds of creations that are part of the original creation that this is their main role to play. Mazikim, Chayos, and it goes in all levels you have. But the more scorpions, snakes, you know, the things that are there, that's what they do. When the scorpion does his job, he bites somebody. When the snake, you know, that's what they're about.
It's like the Aseret Sedibros after the first two. I mean, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu does something himself, it's just, I mean, we can't handle it. So you need a Shliach for the others. I mean, it was for a different kind of Indian, but
yeah,
the power concept is just...
Okay, I that's why there's got to be Gizboim. The fact that the Gizboim also enables it to be a constant process. Whenever the Baruch Hu comes into direct contact in any form, everybody knows about it. There's no sveikis. Kriyas, Marcus Pekoyos, he had it in that form. Mantoy, he had it in that form. That's a, you know, there's no quiet, edel message going on. When the Rebbeinu Shalom comes directly, that's a problem. How can you live through that? And sometimes you can't. But the whole life, Gizboirim, the idea of Gizboirim is that the Rebbeinu Shalom created a whole process, a very, very multifaceted process. He's got these big animals like scorpions and lions and tigers. And he got these little ones called fancy names. Right? What kinds of fancy names? The littler they have, the longer the name they got. For some reason. Viruses and all kinds of little guys there. And bacteria and fungus, all kinds of, you can't even see them, they catch you when you're not looking. You don't even know where they are, all over. Then they tell you that you know. You see that glass of water that you drink, you know how many millions there are in there? Right? You check your mouth, check your nose, check your, they're rolling all over you. Right? Just got that, they don't have to come from, it's not like a scorpion has to come. They're there all the time. They're in the air, and they're in the water, and they're in your body, and they're all over crawling on your skin. It's got all these little mazikin. And then there's machlos. And then he has the things like what they call in the papers natural disasters. Natural disasters, it's all explained, no problem. Right? 25,000 people cease to exist in a period of 3 minutes. Natural disaster, and yeah, there was a baseball game, and just natural disaster, and now it's that's it. Right? But he has things like storms, right? It's the same thing. Regular normal day, all of a sudden. I read in the paper, I know that these things happen, but I don't remember which country it was, but 10 kids got killed by a lightning bolt. I thought that only happens in the, you know, the books or somewhere. Oh, it actually happens, yeah, it come down. And it just throws down a lightning bolt and struck him dead, eh? It actually happens, yeah, it happens, not very often, relatively. But these processes of the little and the big, the difficult, and all the different forms that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives Yisurim, of all types, forms, and shapes, and ways, are a constant process. Every person that I've met so far, from the age of, say, 10 and up, right, certainly from the age of 15 and up, will be clearly made to you that no day goes by perfect. No day goes by perfect. Even the most perfect days, as Bar Mitzvah, everything was great. There was always some uncle that didn't treat him the way he wanted. And somebody got on his nerves. There was something that just didn't happen the way it was supposed to. Just couldn't work out.
On the best day, you have to at least stub your toe.
Stub your toe, right? Is that something, right?
After you have.
I don't understand why this is not, before this happens to the going to, they also stub their toes.
Yeah, who's talking about going?
We talked about before.
No, we said that they have, there is such a process. Right? Russia. They had it all stored up, and then boom, they just don't exist anymore. Finished, it's gone. Right? Slowly destroyed, it's gone. Right. So why is it still going on? There's still a processing going on over there. It's bullshit. Because what was wiped out in 1 second, right, was the system. But it's a sheker. It wasn't just the system that's a problem. It was also the people.
Yeah, they got to get their individual stuff.
Oh, so there's still a lot going on.
Yeah, right? A lot of tears got to be
dried. It's just a lot. They still got a long way to go. Russia. That the system built up, finished the thing, and disintegrated. It just doesn't exist. Come on. Turn the switch and it's off. Finished. So why is there still things going on? Because there's individuals that have to still repay the debts.
So,
but that's going.
So among goyim, what is the function of this, the toe stubbing process?
Toe stubbing process.
Yeah, what is that?
They
also
get your sermon with us.
Right now, you have to know the general klal is, right, that whatever exists in the world exists for proper process. Right? Proper process means real human beings. Being human beings is supposed to be other nation, therefore all of his offsprings. But it didn't work out that way. There were some problems. It started with him himself, and then there was a couple of dayers, and things just didn't work the way they're supposed to be. So we had to go through a process of sorting out humanity, and there was a Avraham Avinu in the rest of the world. At that point, the rest of humanity became pseudo-humanity. Right? And then real humanity, Atam Nipo'odam. Now, pseudo-humanity is not an animal, because he doesn't need gay. It doesn't, you know, you can be guy, or you can't be guy, an animal. But it's something that's somewhere in the middle. Now, everything will apply to it pseudo. Nothing is going to be exactly, because it's not the real thing. But it's not going to be like animals either, because it's not an animal, it is a human being. Right. And as much as they have still retaining a certain element of Tzelem Elokim, they retain. Every goy has that quality that still gives them some human form. To that degree, everything applies to them. Everything. The whole thing. The whole thing. The whole thing. They're not chayiv mitzvahs, but
yichidi
yichidi. there are yechidim yechidim from Klal Yisrael that would deteriorate its level of Ashurim, Gemurim, Arurim, that get treated that way.
And more said in more sense, Tzadikim, called this one, Rishon, he's talking about Tafkas.
Tzadikim, Rishonim, and Beinim, right? 98% of Klal Yisrael are Beinim.
Right.
80% of Klal Yisrael are Beinim. Right. 18% of Tzadikim and 2% of Rishon. Something like that. Right. So Beinim. Beinim, Tzadikim, Gemurim, Tzadikim, Arurim. And Rishonim. Mostly, mainly, the Iker, this relates to Beinim. The Rishayim, the Rishayim Gemur, Mamish, the Rishayim Arurim. We have a couple of those examples still going around the world. The Rishayim will, Mr. Kolek, he's probably a good example of a person who qualifies for the, he lived an extremely successful life. The last day wasn't so good. It didn't end up, so the story just had a very dull ending. Unpleasant. It didn't end up that way. That reminds us, we know that process. We're aware of that process. Why did he have this clues to live so long and do so much? Because he built the Yerushalayim. I heard it from a basic person, a good person. He built a Yerushalayim. Like it or you don't like it. You like it or you don't like it. He built it. He made streets and buildings.
He was the one that won it.
What?
But he
did something that was good. That's for Torah. That's all in my book. But any mice that you get, you got to get paid up for. Right, so I wouldn't want to be anywhere near him now. I mean, it's not going to be so good. It's not going to be so good. It seems to be that it's the end, and the end, when these people get to the end, and it's not good at all. It's not good at all.
Even his pictures are starting to age very fast.
I doubt he's going to live very long. I would be very surprised if he makes it to the end of the year. Even the psychologist will explain that to you. You don't have to be, a minor for that. A simple psychologist will tell you that he can't last to the end of the year. In 2 weeks, when he has to hand over the thing, that's it.
Yeah, he'll virtually become like a non-entity almost.
Instantly.
That's it.
Since I don't know if he has many grandchildren. I don't know if anybody's going to visit him. I don't know how long he's going to live. That's his problem. I'm really not worried about it. But, are there Rishonim? Yeah, there are a couple. Not very many. One of their biggest sachem that they're trying to prove is, no, everybody's like that. It's only a few of these tzaddikim over there. Okay? It doesn't work. Phenomenal. There's only a few Rishonim. A couple of tzaddikim, and then there's hamuinam, that's relatively big. Okay? That's what it's all about. So, b'chol ofen, nachzol and yenenu, the process, the basic process of the world, the basic process of the world, the little things and the big things, is that the Bnei Shalom constantly gives us off tashlumim in order that we can stand the tashlumim process and don't go bankrupt. We can live through it. And we can come out on top. This is the reason I always like to say it from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael went out from Mitzrayim. Big Nisim, very big Nisim. A whole year of Nisim. Nisim grew, it took a whole year. So like they were really on the up and up, right? Things were like, yeah, the Benishim's on my side, and they're the bad guys and I'm the good guys. And the version loves me, and here he showed it to me all year, all the time. And then we actually went out in Mitzrayim, and then Prius Yamsuf, Oz Yoshia, Shem Yim Lech, the top. I mean, you can't get much higher than that, right? And that's like, that's it. You're sitting in the top of the world, right? And there's no water. There's no water.
That's it.
There's no water. Doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Aren't we now in the process where the Bnei Shalom is benisim gluim, right? We walked through Yam Suf and there was little fruit there, so that if we needed, got hungry, we didn't have to reach out. Get yourself an apple, The kids, and everybody was taken care of. It's like perfect, In the middle of the Yam, everybody was perfect. And we walked out, said as Yoshia, Mishman takes us away from there. And there's no water. 3 days. You can't live more than 3 days in the middle without water. I mean, so he took him to the absolute end. And Yochanan, maybe some of them got confused. They didn't know how to deal with it. The man no Yisro, no so Yisro. This world is a world of Nisoyim. That we describe in a Chanut Pesucho. That's the description of the Olam HaNisoyim. And the process of Yisurin, which is highly basic to the processing of Olam HaZeh, that's very, very basic part of life. And here I'd like to add another element. Our normal assumption is that yesterday everything was fine, today everything is fine, tomorrow everything will be fine. Then boom, something's not fine. Where'd that come from? Why'd that happen? Can I make cheshbon and nefesh? Probably I did something special, and there's a reason for it. Start making all kinds of chakiras and rishas. That's true. We're going to learn about that in a minute. But first, let's get proper perspective. Vadai, anytime a person, a little thing or big thing happens to him, that's red light, make a cheshbon nefesh. Right? Stop, think, make a cheshbon nefesh, always. But the cheshbon nefesh, and that's the reason why these cheshbon nefesh are usually not successful in getting us anywhere. I start on a wrong perspective. I start on the wrong footing. The footing is that everything is supposed to be beseder, and that this is a shinui of the proper mahalach, but something should go wrong. And that's something, it can be a little thing, it can be a big thing. And then I can say, well, all to tumult, what's going on? That's the wrong approach. That's not understanding what the world is all about. You have to understand that the way the world is structured, the very chazdi as well, is that the din is handed out in little piecemeal. So he has gaboy. And the matzvim tomid b'chol yoy. They come creeping out all the sides. When a day went by and you didn't see much of these gaboy, that's spectacular. You got to really think about that. But if they did show up, okay, in mixed shlishuvia, that should be considered the expected. That should be considered the standard. Enoch hanami d'adorim, you stub your toe. Yeah, there's an agavus nefesh. You had a problem with somebody. You had some this problem, that problem, all the normal problems, all the little problems, all the regular problems. So that should be the mahalach. You have to put that in that perspective. Chalal. But there are things that are major that aren't according to the regular mahalach, and that requires more. But we have to know the perspective is don't lose yourself. There's nothing to lose yourself. What are you being so surprised? The question is why it didn't happen yesterday. But yeah, you don't have to. A lot of people lose their head and they suffer much more because why is this happening to me? Where's it coming from? What happened? That's not the way you expect it to be otherwise. Is it more surprising than after Kriyas Yam Suf there's no water? Everything was going well. Klai Yisrael, when they went out of Kriyas Yam Suf, basically were doing just fine. There wasn't any major complaints against Klai Yisrael when they came out of Kriyas Yam Suf. If they would have ran into the Midbar after Kriyas Yam Suf, there's no water. Boy, we must have blown Kriyas Yam Suf. What did we do wrong? Right? Why is there no water? It must be blue Kriyas Yam Suf. they'll be going up the wrong track. Not true. Dimbo, Kizanzu is fine. Okay? But the world hasn't ended yet. You're still in the middle of the process. And in the middle of the process, there's good days, I don't know if we spoke about it, right? The Vaishnava is in a constant process of bringing through cycles of days and nights, the good times and the bad times. And the normal thing to expect after the good times is a bad time. You have Kriyas Yamsuf, something spectacular, the next thing is no water. That's normal, that's teva. After the day comes a night, what then? That type of a process, although it always reflects on a Midas Adin that relates to some type of a relationship of something that was incomplete, right? But that's not a chakra treatment. That's not something that you shouldn't have expected. If you know the process of the world, you should be right up there and expect it. There's nothing unexpected about it. And the emis, I believe, I don't know, say such things, but if a person would have realized that, then the nesoyin of not having water would not be much of a nesoyin. Because the whole problem is you get lost. What happened to the Rebbeinu Shalom? Right? What do you mean what happened to the Rebbeinu? That's the way it works. Right? First case, so then no water. That's the way it should be. What do you expect? That's exactly according to the battle plan. Right? So you ride with Kriyas Yamsuf, and you gain what you have to gain out of Kriyas Yamsuf. And then you ride with the Leilois. The Slainim, a person complains. It's not because I don't have what I need. If I don't have a person's missing clothes, he goes to his father and says, my pants ripped, and I'm sorry about that, but my pants, we don't have what to wear. I have some money so we can buy a pair of pants. Right? There's no complaints there. He's explaining a need. He comes in, says it properly, and the father will make the proper decision. Properly, he'll give it to him. It's a real need, right? No problem. Right? When a person complains, a person complains when he feels that he doesn't have it is not right. What do you mean that I don't have a pair? Don't you know that I told you yesterday that I missed a pair, man? You're here in the world to give me my needs, right? Modern parent-child relationship. Right? The child knows that the parent is there to supply his needs. That's his job. That's his existence. They're there to, until I grow up and become a parent. But the whole of the meantime, parents are there to service the children. So what does it mean I don't have it? I complain. How come I don't have what I'm supposed to have? That means that the problem is not that I don't have it. What hurts the most is that things aren't the way I expect it to be. Not just that I don't have it, but how come things are not right? A person has to recognize, and this is in the months I spent in the serious wards in the hospital, I saw it on an almost daily basis, that beyond the terrible suffering of the Edson, difficulty of the situation, the biggest suffering, the emotional suffering is that they don't have such a thing, and they don't have such a mahala. There's no expectation, there's no room set up and put that there can be such things. So how can it happen, right? And all of this stuff. And that you lose sight of any way of dealing with things, because I don't have such a process I don't have such a program in my hard disk. I don't have such a system to deal with. There aren't such things. They don't exist. Here you've put up against the reality, but it happened. So you lose control. You don't have ground to stand on. You don't have a path to walk on.
I remember once, I believe Rav said it over in the name of his father's out, that Yisurin is sometimes Nechachil, we think it's all Bidiyevit. We brought the Gemara from Brachas about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and Torah and Olam Haba. Even when we have this process, we think it's only always in response to something that we didn't do a certain way. And we make this cheshbon. Sometimes it's the way it comes. You get it, just like that. For no reason. It's there. It's the process.
Now, there is always a reason. There is always a reason. Right? But the first approach to it is to understand that the world is built such that the Minas Adin has to get its also. And that the meaning of Minas Adin has where to base its on. Like the Mishnah says in the later, Yesh lehem aval yismachu. That is, no worry about that. You don't have to worry about that. Anything, something happens, what did I do to deserve this? That's ridiculous. That's just stupid. That's ridiculous. I don't know. Maybe I do know. Maybe I don't know. But one thing I do know for sure, right? Nothing happens for no reason, right? And there's plenty enough good reason for anything that did happen, can happen, and will happen. There's plenty of reasons. It's all covered. Yesh lehem al yismachu. That covers personal disasters, and that covers the Shoah also. What? It covers the Shoah also. There is a need. There is a need for us to come to terms with the reality that the Midas Adin is very, very serious business. It's a very, very serious business. And the Ched is really, really bad. It's really, really bad. You mean because they were Yidden, they were Mechal Shabbos, so they should get burnt in the gas chamber? Yes. Yes. That's exactly what it says in the Torah. Take out the parsha of the Torah. And they'll tell you that if you go away, Klagamri, off the Derech HaYosha, like so many Yidden did. So the result is Torah. And the Torah and Shoah are basically, it's almost like, you know, yeah, it's like almost word for word. Slightly different forms and understanding, but basically it's word for word. Yes, yes, that is the result. That's what Chet looks like. That exactly is what Chet looks like. It's not so good. Yeah, it's not a little patch. It's gas chambers, it's machlis, it's no
you. Everyone said the Tochacha is much worse.
The Tochacha itself
is not much.
If there was any time in history that the Teicha was in the sky and core of Lutruta, it was not in the Shoah. The Shoah didn't come close. It was in Chombayis. Chombayis was worse.
Hey,
John, go ahead.
Both?
More than Rishon. Chombayis was worse. Yeah. It came close.
More settled.
What?
You need more settled.
Yeah. We're like, you know, it's far from us. We don't have. But there's enough. So take out your seat for a little bit and not before you go to sleep. It's not mostly there. There's enough there to keep you going. You know? It's just like, whoa, the people lived thousands of years ago. It's not like my grandfather. Yeah, it's the same thing. No difference. It's like your grandfather. It was just many generations before. But still, he was your grandfather. Actually, was.
So, what's this cheshbon and nefesh we're making? Just sort of improve in any way whatsoever. We should know we're alive and do something.
No, that's the next part of the Mishnah. We shall save for next.
We're only up to F. This is only part F. We have to go through the
English stuff. The cheshbon and nefesh. Is b'chol yom yifroim mena l'daitoi v'shaloi l'daitoi. This payment that's on a daily process, right, has two forms. It has a l'daitoi form and a shaloi l'daitoi form. Right, well, it's too important to talk in a few minutes. Well, put it next week.